The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Just saying. Hey. For a friend.
There it is. I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it all on the line out there today. It's October 13th, 2024. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host. Yay!
Hot mics.
And the crowd goes wild.
And they have to look at, they're always hot.
It is not a Friday, and I just wanted to point out to all of our lovely listeners that that we support law enforcement. Evel Knievel right there underneath the Cypress Bridge handed out tickets, and don't be one of the people that get one.
You know how he's starting, you know how he's starting to look like now? He's not looking like Tintin anymore. He's going for the Viking thing.
Okay.
Starting to look like Ragnar a little bit.
Yeah, I grew up as 10-10, but then I got into politics.
You'll have to get rid of your drink
turned
over
to
there.
The neighbors.
Turned into Ragnar.
Yeah.
Can you turn mine down a little bit? My earplugs are like blowing me out. That's better. Thank you very much. Okay. Today is Sunday, October 13th, like I said, 2024. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection. Cyber Dave Johnson.
May the gods of old.
I was going to say, are you still? You're not still David over there, are you?
Oh, damn!
We got to change your name. You're not David anymore. Nah.
We got another producer in here with us as usual.
Good That's morning, Jackson County, and all
so
that's
do
going
we have,
on.
So we got two. We got two Dave's. Is that what you're
yeah.
Hey.
We got Dave one and Dave two.
Dave's not here.
That sounds like a really good start to a good joke. Dave one, Dave two. Walk into a bar.
Super Dave. Ouch. Super Dave Osborne. Remember him? Yeah.
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett.
I haven't gotten that far yet. King of the Wild Frontier.
I mean, it is October. Give me till the end of the month. Let's see what I can work up.
Did you kill a bar when you're only three?
Okay.
All right.
You're not Grizzly Adams.
Happy Sunday. Good morning, everybody.
We're back to Cheech and Chong. Right on.
That's funny you mentioned that. I watched a video of them singing Save the Whales.
Oh, it's
pretty funny.
Save the whales.
Save the whales.
Gotcha.
See, I was thinking of Blind Melon Chitlin.
Yeah.
Well, the ging-gong gang. Gong. Yeah, remember that one?
I do remember that.
Yeah, there we go. Well, here we are. Once again,
I remember a lot
Sunday.
Of those.
Huh? Yeah, I know. That's back in the day when nobody ever touched anything called marijuana. So.
All right.
Yeah, we called it pot, weed.
weed or pot.
Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Nobody touched anything called marijuana. It was just every other name.
Yeah.
Bet.
Acapulco Gold.
Yeah. No, anyway.
Movement. No stems, no seeds.
There you go. Hey, then we're talking.
Our ratings are going up right now.
That's like Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. You ever heard that one? I'm down.
The thing that cracks me up about this whole beginning of the conversation. So there's a Rick and Morty episode, and he's in the White House, and he wants a picture in the Oval Office. And they're like, you're not going to get a picture in the Oval Office. And so he's like, if you touch me, you're dead. And you got all these Secret Service guys that are coming up. And the guy that ends up touching him immediately dies. And he's like, what was that? And he's like, death. He's like, why didn't you just knock him out?
You're way too good with the voice.
Everybody wants to be knocked out. Everybody wants to not feel anything. Nobody wants to be dead. That's the difference.
There was no sound. He just died.
Yeah, terrifying. It's a terrifying thing to watch happen. It's called.
Wow.
It's ba-dum. Good when you've got a producer that knows exactly what you're talking about ba-dum. On the wavelength.
Ba-dum, bump, bump. All right. So
scary.
What do we got today? We got a ton of stuff.
We got
as
a lot
usual.
Of different stuff.
Got a little JP. Let's see.
Are you guys going over those P's and Q's?
The P's and
the
Q's.
Q's of what?
The P and Q ballot measure.
Oh.
No, I'm going to tackle mine
that's
this
too
afternoon.
Easy. That's too easy.
Yeah,
that's so obvious.
I'm going to tackle mine this afternoon. I'm getting ready to sit down and mark everything so I know what I'm doing and where I'm going with it. But it is tis the season to start voting. You know, the ballots came out on Friday.
Yeah, they did.
Yep,
and
just got mine.
Yeah, there's different schools of that, whether to vote early and bank them or wait till the day of. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, the way the Internet's been acting lately, I'm thinking bank it early because anything could happen. We could have a cyber attack. Or, I don't know, like they just busted a terrorist who was going to shoot up an election place somewhere.
I thought that was false information.
That was psycho. No, it's not false information at all. But that was.
It took you a minute to come back on that.
Oh yeah, well I was in my own little world. So I actually, it was so weird. So the previous night, I had a dream where I was going to put my ballot in and do that, and people were blowing up, really weird.
He had a dream.
And so then right after that, the very next day, they catch this dude, and it ended up being something to where he had this big plot and this big operation. He had also, I mean, the really concerning bad thing about it specifically, too, is that this dude used to actually work with our government in Afghanistan, and he used to be an asset, and then he ends up coming over here and ends up defecting. And
I'm
shocked. This guy supposedly was one of the guys that was extra vetted. So did they do any vetting? I mean,
we know how our government vets people sometimes.
Well,
you know?
They don't lie. I mean, we've got Democrats in power.
Nah,
there's no such. Everybody else is a liar but them, right? because they're the ones that have told the truth all along, like the laptop, like COVID, the 51 Intel guys, Russian collusion. Yeah, they don't lie or cheat or steal. They're just trying to do their job.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's one of those things, too. So we had all these people that ended up being brought over, and this was one of those things to where we've seen that they claim that they vetted all these people. Meanwhile, they left a whole bunch of Americans behind, right?
Yeah.
So here, I've got this. The NBC News report that Mr. Nasar Ahmad Tawadi worked for the agency prior to August of 2021.
Who?
Mr. Nasar Ahmad Tawadi
come on.
Worked for the agency prior to August 2021 when the country collapsed back in the Taliban's rule after the Biden administration ordered U.S. troops out. During the chaos of retreat, you may remember a panicked Afghans tried to flee and they had previously worked for the U.S. government were given special access to visas to come to America. One of those special accesses was a special immigrant visa and the other was a federal government's humanitarian parole program. As of Monday, it was unclear which of those Mr. Tawadi got, but NBC's News... I'd probably butcher his name. Yeah. I'm leaving
sorry,
it there. He
Mr.
deserves
Twatty's
it.
Mr. Twatty's kind.
Mr. Twatty.
I'm sorry.
You guys okay over there?
Could no,
you,
I'm not.
Middle school got you.
Could you step aside here for just a minute, Mr. Twatty?
Okay.
Any relation to Buttigieg?
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said at the time, quote, some of those brave Afghans who worked with us will be coming to make new lives and families in America, but only after careful screening and security vetting run by our interagency partners, end quote. Austin was responding at the time to Republican criticism that actually the SIV screening and vetting wasn't very good. But no matter, Biden-Harris White House let them all in, including Mr. Twadi and his family, upwards of 128,000 other Afghans who were evacuated in August of September 2021. But as NBC is now saying, those claims of careful screening and vetting were not accurate. The process, exclusively overseen by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and participation from the Pentagon, FBI, and CIA, failed. Then again, maybe not, because DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is refusing to comment one way or the other. So, there we go.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Wow. I'd like to have a name like Mahmoud Twadi.
I think I'd change my name.
Hey, I'm Mahmoud.
You changed
my name. I wouldn't go around saying my name very often if I had.
But you could call me Mr. Twadi.
I mean, wow, really?
So, by the way, out there in Radio Land listeners, there's no chat room today.
There is. Go to rumble.com.
Oh, there is a chat room. Go to rumble.com.
rumble.com/fires. You'll find me over there. It's Fireside News, and we have a chat room right over there. So go on over there, and let's have some fun.
I'm going to have to go over there.
Where's that back door?
Fire. It's fire, and it's rumble.com/fires.
Fireside News?
Fireside News on Rumble, if you search it up.
Oh. Get them.
All right. So there's live. If you go to live, to the live button, how do you find the chat room?
As soon as you click on the video, it pops right up.
What the heck? Not found.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
just type in rumble.com and then / on the...
Fire, I did that. So, oh, I see. I got it.
There you go.
I got it. There we go. And so we're on... there I am.
Yeah.
Oh, scary. Do we have to... Can you cut the picture?
We can cut your mic.
We can cut your picture, too. We're having technical difficulties at this time.
So if we want to join, then you hit join.
How come I'm not getting it?
I got the video. Oh, here's the live chat.
Yeah, it'll just...
Rumble.com/...
Yeah, what a crazy...
Fireside.
I'm trying to... I haven't been here before, so...
I've been here, but it's...
Oh, there it is, your message. Hey, straighten up and fly right.
I keep getting fireplaces. How weird.
I just straighten up. All right, there we go. Hey, I'm out.
There we go. I see ya.
All right, so we're going to have to go to the alternative chat room because... There are people out there that like to blow up the chat room that are probably the most foul people I've ever have not had the pleasure to meet. So they're blowing up the chat room with their...
Or have you met them?
I think I have, actually, but I wouldn't claim them as acquaintances. I would deny it, having been subjected to the... absolute idiocy, stupidity, as like what? I'm gonna call you a bunch of names and retort with nonsensical foul language that makes me feel like I worship Satan.
Hail Hydra.
Because you do. All right, moving right along. That was a PSA. And for those of you out there who don't know what a PSA is, that's a public service announcement. That was intended for the foul people. So we might as well get started with some stuff, okay? I'm not sure whether to start with Kamala, but I think we'll start with Obama. Okay, I just pulled this up a little while ago when I got here. This is Terrence K. Williams. I think he's funny. He's kind of a comedian, but... He's talking about Obama and the black vote, and this goes right out to those people in the community that think that it's not about character, it's about color, because it's actually about character and not color. So let's listen to this and see what he has to say.
I'm giving everybody a fair warning right now. You might not like my language in this video, so move on if you have sensitive ears. And also, send this video to Barack Obama. Barack Obama, I need to holler at you. Sit down so I can holler at you and look at me when I'm talking to you. Okay? So it took me a day to respond because I wanted to give you time to think about how stupid you sound. When you say you are ashamed that black people are not supporting Kamala Harris. And Barack Obama, do you not realize that this is America? You are a former president. So you should know that this is America. And black people have the right to vote for and support whoever they want. Black people have the right to support and vote for whoever they want. I have the right to wear this red hat. I have the right to support Trump. Black people don't have to support Kamala Harris. Barack Obama, do you think people have to do what you say? We don't have to do what you say. Who do you think you are? You are not God. We don't have to worship you. You want us to get down on our knees and worship you and bow down to you, boy, bye. Do you think you are the ruler of black people? Do you think you are the king of the black community? Huh? No. You act like you own us. You act like you own black people. You don't own me. Okay? So be ashamed all you want. I'm not voting for Kamala Harris. I'm not doing it. And a lot of black people are not doing it. And you want to know why, Barack Obama? Because don't nobody like her. And people realize now that voting for somebody based on the color of their skin is not going to help them. It's not a great idea. You know why black people want to vote for Trump and not Kamala? Huh? Because they realize that Trump actually cares about this country and Trump will do what's best for everybody, including black people. And black people realize that you bamboozled and tricked them into voting for you based on the color of your skin. Now black people realize that that's not a great idea because we had a black president who didn't do a damn thing for black people. Trump did more for black people than you. You bamboozled and tricked black people into voting for you. Well, vote for me because I'm black. And you made black people think you were going to do all these magical things. And you were promising all this false hope. And didn't do nothing. Nothing. Black people did not get anything out of you. Do you know who benefited from you being the first black president? You did, Barack Obama. You are the only person who benefited from you being the first black president. You, Barack Obama, you are the only one who benefited. You left the White House and made millions of dollars. Black people didn't get anything that you promised them. But you want to run your mouth. You want to yap off at the mouth and talk about why black people are not supporting Kamala like they supported you. They made a mistake supporting you.
Sorry.
Because you are a lying piece of shit. Oof. Sit down I can holler at you.
You got it.
Look at me when I'm talking.
Good, because I hadn't quite screened it, and then I was told that there was no
I didn't think he had. That's on me. That was me. I didn't think he had in that one.
Oh, well. That's okay. We got that.
Okay,
7
good.
Seconds.
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's why we have that delay.
And you ain't black.
Well, no, actually, I am black.
I am black, too. That's not even hyperbole.
Me neither.
My grandmother.
I can
great grandmother.
I can say the N-word.
I'm not going there.
No, you can't.
And I have many times.
No, you can't. Nope.
She's denying it.
Kind of pink.
She's denying it, but Muhammad Ali's like a relative.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's like...
Yeah, okay.
I've been moving and looking so pretty.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You float like a feather and sting like a bee.
Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Yeah, okay.
I went with feather.
Oh.
You float
well,
like
guess
a
I
feather.
I could talk like Mike Tyson and do that, you know, and we could go over and have spend some time with Michael Jackson.
Tyson kind of reminds me like he might have been to a few Diddy parties, just kind of the way he acts.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The Diddy parties are, There's a lot of nervous people in Hollywood. Seems like they're coming out of the woodwork to endorse.
Surprise, surprise, you know?
To endorse the machine. I wonder why. I wonder if the FBI or the CIA or anybody, I don't know, has like tapes on people after they get them to a Diddy party. And, you know, they like film them and they don't know it. And pretty soon.
Well, how many of the FBI people and stuff are on those tapes? Just asking.
I don't know.
Well, it's interesting when you go back and you look at the history of all this stuff, and it all kind of seems like it's from one specific area and goes on with it. So you had a guy that was under Hitler's rule, that he was a stage actor, and he had a boat, and he was basically catching everybody in these compromising positions on this boat, doing all kinds of lewd and lascivious acts. And that seemed like it was the first time that you can really point to somebody that was doing that specifically. And it was also from an Israeli guy that was doing that at the same time. So it's kind of weird because you've got basically like this mafia that has been using this information throughout this entire time. And then you've also got Diddy that's in the middle of all this, too. It's like it's a two-pronged thing. It's weird.
I don't think it's going to be pretty with Diddy. And so we'll see what happens because there's more coming out. There's a lot of maybe October surprises are starting to come out. But every October surprise that I've seen is backfiring on the Democratic Party. Have you seen the latest Kamala Harris ad with the "I'm a man"? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that
one. Oh, my gosh. That's
her saying she's a man?
Well, no. This was a commercial where they all go, yeah, you got to man up and vote for Kamala. Oh. And it's like, I watched it this morning, and it's like the most cringy commercial I've ever seen in my life from paid actors who, you got to watch it. It's unbelievable. It's like they think this is going to win over people. It's like you look at this thing and you go, number one, they got this big fat guy, and he says, I can change a carburetor. I eat carburetors for breakfast. Yeah, you look like you eat a lot of them for breakfast. I'm worried about what happens afterwards.
You might should check your Lipton levels.
Have you ever?
And I'm supposed to listen to you?
Have you ever passed a carburetor?
They're still in there. They're hanging on.
Two barrel or four.
Double pumper Holly.
So
Edelbrock.
It's funny because you go through and you look at it on the comments on TikTok, and all the comments are, this has to be parody,
yeah,
right? It's not real.
You got a guy posing like he's got to be gay, and he's like, I'm a man. And you're like, you are? Because the way you're standing there and talking doesn't sound like one. I don't know. And it just goes through a bunch of guys, and you're just like, what the heck are they thinking? It's the stupidest thing I've ever saw in my life.
There was one also. I saw a guy that he was like, men who vote for Harris. And then it shows a guy sitting down to pee.
Wow. We have a caller on the line. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. Hey, I was listening to you talking about commercials, and I seen a clip of a sheriff. He's from Tulare County. And Kamala Harris has one of her commercials out. You've probably seen it, where she's standing up at the podium on the mic, and she has a law enforcement officers behind her, and they show, you know, different times she's done that. Well,
I haven't seen that one, I don't think.
This Tulare sheriff, he said, I do not want to be on that commercial. I was not asked about it. I do not endorse Kamala Harris. And he said what happened at that instance was they did this huge drug bust down there, and Kamala Harris, they were going to do a press conference, and Kamala Harris just shows up out of the blue, and he said she had nothing to do with that bust. She just shows up. She goes up to the podium, says a few words, and then leaves just for a photo op. So, yeah.
I don't know, man. Things are so weird. I pulled this commercial up. This is like, you can get this on, I think Megyn Kelly posted it and Tim Pool posted it as well. And it's like, and the caption is, it's like Kamala has never met a man before, and this is epic cringe. So I'm going to play it.
Wow.
You got to watch it, though, because the first guy's holding a bucket. He's like 350 pounds, and he's got a hat, of like a black cowboy hat on that looks like it's five sizes too small and should be on a toddler.
Hey, I'm gonna go, but real quick, I'm going to send you a link. I'll email you about this guy whose name is Nick Shirley. And he
I've heard of
him. YouTube channel, and it's amazing.
Yeah, send me it. And you can also get online on the our chat room. We got a chat room here over at Rumble, and you can go to Rumble and Fire and Rumble /Fire
/ Fire.
Or I'm sorry, / Fire.
If you just look up Fireside News, it's the one that has looks like a crackling fire, and it's verified on there. So
yeah, and then you just go to Sovereign Minds there and go into the live chat. So we're gonna bypass the foulness of these. We know who they are. They should be prosecuted. They're always threatening us. Oh, you're going to jail. You know, hey, they better hope that these elections don't turn because they might be going to jail for lewd and lascivious behavior. You know, 25, 30 years ago, the sheriff would be knocking at their door and saying, cease and desist, or we're going to throw you in the frickin' slammer.
Well, if you look at the playbook, they directly will accuse people of what they're doing, right?
It's all projection. You're going to jail. The FBI is after you.
As they're sitting in mama's basement behind closed doors.
Eating frickin' Cheetos. Carburetors.
And bonbons.
Yeah.
So one real quick thing before I go, and I'll send you another link of this guy. He's a black guy. He has a channel, and he has these three Haitian guys, and two are U.S. citizens now, but one guy is interviewing his cousin that just came here from Haiti, and he's talking in Creole because the guy doesn't speak English, and asked him, do they eat cats in Haiti? And the guy said, yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can buy cat at the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send you that link too, bro. Okay, bye, guys.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks. And with that, I think we need to take a break, and we will pick this up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Lauch Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Dorsch, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at lauchlandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Well, I won't back down.
Get the sound of music.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. ground. And I'll walk.
We're back. I guess I forgot. I forgot to send you the music, Dave.
It happens. That was okay. That was a good song.
That wasn't bad. But I just sent you the music because I did have it all queued up. I didn't work on it. But I forget. You know, I'm getting old and all kinds of stuff. All right.
Should we do a take two on that?
Do a take two on that.
Okay. Yeah. I was kind of kidding, but okay, let's do it.
Let's play the song I queued up.
We stand on sickening of sight, with fire in our hearts and the strength inside. We're cold from rise, not back down. In his power, we won't hit the ground. We wear the truth like a shield of light.
Yeah, I like that better, doesn't it? A little more uplifting. Plus, I think there's people out there that need to hear the Word of God.
I don't think it's going to help.
Especially the guys in the chat room.
You need Jesus.
I'm telling you, man.
He's watching you.
Yeah, you can't get away.
Something's just...
Sooner or later, you're going to have to face the music there, buddy. Sorry. I do have clip from this Kamala ad. We ready? Let's play this thing. Because you got to listen to this. You got to watch it, but listen to this. Here's the big fat guy with the small little tiny hat on. He looks like Andre the Giant with a regular size hat on or something. But, you know, in the later days, and he's holding a bucket. Here we go.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man. And I'm man enough.
I'm man enough.
Okay.
Man enough to cook my steak rare.
Man enough to deadlift 500, then braid it out of my daughter's hair.
You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast.
He does.
I ain't afraid of bears. That's what bear hugs are for.
I'll tell you another thing that I'm not afraid of. Women.
I'm not afraid of women. I'm not afraid of women. I say go for it.
They want to use IVF to start a family? I'm not afraid of families.
They want to be childless cat ladies?
Have all the cats you want.
You have the guts to look me right in the eye and accept my full-throated endorsement.
Yeah,
that's
the gay
man
guy.
Enough to know what kind
his full-throated.
Man enough to admit I'm
that's
wrong.
Disgusting.
I refuse to ask for directions.
Man enough to not ban young women from reading Little Women.
Or one of those pants books that the sisters like.
I'm man enough to run.
Let's stop.
Wow, that's just disgusting.
We got to fact check. Disinformation. They weren't banning books. They were not letting pornography in the schools.
They didn't want it in the schools. Terrible, terrible.
Those terrible people didn't want the kindergartens reading pornography cartoon and magazines and comics.
Yeah, and with that, I guess we have a caller on the line. We've got Stones. Good morning.
We got to play. We'll play the rest of that after we talk to the Stones. What's up? Are you on the air?
Hello.
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 You're there.
Yeah. You're there.
All right, you're on the air.
Sorry, there's a delay. Hey, a couple things. So first of all, the DA, Stephen Bridget. So. This homicide that happened
was that a Freudian slip?
No, if you saw her picture from about 6 months ago with a new haircut, that's when I started calling her Steven.
Oh.
Anyway,
oh,
so
yeah.
Okay. So that homicide on West Side Road by Roundtable, what?
Yes.
3 weeks ago. One of the suspects was caught in Nevada, I believe. Hey, the same suspect about 6 months ago actually shot his gun in the Jack in the Box parking lot in Redding, and the DA never charged this guy. It's in the news. Even the local fake.
He doesn't charge
the local
anybody.
Fake news covered this.
He doesn't charge anybody unless you're conservative.
Oh, but they never said anything about being the same guy that did the shooting.
Local fake news reported this even. And once in a while, even a broken clock, right twice a day. So, why did Stephen Bridget not charge this guy for the Jack in the Box shooting? Did she have to wait till he killed somebody? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, if I get a bad order sometimes.
Yeah, but anybody else, we'd be arrested in jail and our gun taken away and all kinds of charges brought against us.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be charged, you know, very quickly. And, you know, again, they can't prosecute everybody, obviously, but, you know.
Especially their friends, especially when their friends, like, hit people on scooters drunk and things like that, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you can do terrorist threats with guns. But, you know, the Sphinxer did that a couple of years ago, and he's okay. You know. No charges there. You know, so.
But
yeah,
you have the right to a speedy trial.
Yeah, well, Stephen Bridget needs to go. The other issue is, let's talk about the election stuff. Do not bank your vote, and here's why. I don't have the regulation in front of me, but I have it. It's on my computer. The Registrar of Voters is required by regulation to have a backup election system in place in case the verbiage is in case of electronic failure. I believe that's the verbiage. So what does that mean? That means paper ballots. What does that mean? That means hand counting. So do not bank your vote. Vote on Election Day with your paper ballot. And, again, you know, if we have to hand count because, you know, the grid's down, then so be it. We will hand count.
The other concern is, I mean, they just caught a terrorist that was running around planning and plotting to disrupt, you know, voting centers with some kind of terrorist plot, you know.
Well, of course. Well, of course, Mark. Of course they have to keep you from voting in person on Election Day. Of course that's their plan, Mark. Because that is the best, that is one of the best ways to reduce the fraud. And they don't want to reduce the fraud.
Of course not. No, they don't. And so they want everybody, and they want fear. They want everybody afraid to do anything.
So, again, in person, on Election Day, when you get your envelopes, take pictures of your envelopes front and back. Hey, make a copy of it too, by the way. Do both. And then after you vote, your ballot, hey, do the same thing. Take pictures of it and make copies of it and retain them for any future litigation. Okay? That's Rich's recommendation.
We should have a segment every week with Rich's recommendations.
Sure. Rich's Corner.
Sure. We'll call it What's Up Stones. You know?
Stones inside your head.
Topic of
Rolling
sure.
Stones.
Yeah, Rolling Stones. We'll come up with a good one. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
So, again, you know, let's reduce the fraud. Let's vote in person. And that's the best way to do it. There may be a check and balance put into place. I don't have high hopes for Mr. Toller for most things that he's already been recommended. But there may be a couple of things that happen last minute. And I hope it does. Anyways, this. And the SCOE race is going well. I'm not sure if you've seen pictures of that trailer. Some guy in Shingletown made a really cool trailer with the four conservative names.
No, didn't see it.
I haven't really seen cool. that one. Of course, I'm not. I don't do like local mainstream news here because it's like, you know, if I want to get lied to, you know, I'll call a Democrat.
So again, there's four conservative candidates for the SCOE race. Two of the candidates actually believe in misinformation and disinformation. So that means those two are okay with censorship. If they believe in those terms, they believe in censorship.
Anybody that says anything against what they say is misinformation and disinformation.
Yeah.
And they just want to go along. Get along.
Appreciate all the support. You know, I think the local GOP did some endorsements. I know the local SCRA did some endorsements, so.
I did see some endorsements going on.
Yeah, we need to get a list of who. I don't want to endorse anybody because we're the obvious,
right.
for obvious reasons.
Right.
So we, but
right.
Where can people get a list of the people that they should be voting for if they're conservative in the county?
Darn it! Well, I'm not in front of my computer at the moment.
Does Moms for Liberty?
So
have
I can't
something?
Give you.
Moms for Liberty,
Moms
has
for Liberty
some
is. I believe they're getting ready to release their list. Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm outside. I'm not next to my
computer.
All right.
Well, maybe
somebody can
put something together and put it on Facebook or something.
It's already out on Facebook. I want to say it's called Shasta County Get Out the Vote. I want to say that Facebook page, something similar. So do a search, and then you'll see some endorsements there.
Yeah, it'd be kind of good to put it on other ones.
So there's
some
that.
Some people don't do Facebook.
I'm trying to put together a website that has all of the links for all of that together for all the different stuff. But right now the big problem that I'm running into is I don't have enough of the information. So if you have the information of the people or how people are voting and I can vet that in some way, I'm happy to end up putting it up. Email me over at firesember@protonmail.com. So firesember@protonmail.com.
I do have the voter's guide on Shasta. You can't go to Shasta County, get out the vote on Facebook, too. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, but it's their voter guide or the voter guide itself?
It's a voter guide from the Shasta County Protest and Mandate School Walkout. I think Arthur Gorman is
okay.
Together.
Okay, that's
yes, fine. Yes. Yeah, that's the one that I was going to send you, but it looks like you already have it. A lot of good people are, you guys are doing interviews. Everybody's doing interviews for the local races. That's a beautiful thing. The people care. You know, again, the SCOE race is the one to watch this year, obviously, for the parental rights issues. And so everybody, please vote for any school board. If you think that school board is not fighting for parental rights, time for a change of the guard, folks.
Mm-hmm. Very
changing
cool.
of the guard. Yep. Thank you for the time today, folks. Any questions?
All right. I don't think so at the moment, but thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
I'm going to finish this commercial. This is the Kamala epic cringe video.
Raw dog of flight. It sucked. Not worth it.
I'm man enough to be emotional in front of my wife.
In front of my kids.
In front of my horse.
In front of my horse.
I'm man enough to tell you that I cry at Love Actually.
Good Will Hunting.
West Side Story. That. And Predator.
And I'm sick of so-called men domineering, belittling, and controlling women just so they can feel more powerful.
That's not how my mama raised me.
I love women.
I love women who support their families.
Women who decide not to have families.
Women who take charge.
And I'm man enough to help them win.
No, no you're not. That last one, I'm pretty sure he's gay. So that was kind of interesting. But,
well, it's the type of thing, I'm man enough that I'm not scared of women.
Sounds
his
like
wife
an
walks in the room and he's like, "Ah!"
Is it okay if I use the bedroom? I'll use the bathroom while you and your boyfriend are hang on. I'll be right.
As they identify as a woman. Okay.
Sounds like an Irish Spring commercial. Not enough for a woman, but made for a man.
All right.
Okay.
Or was it woman enough for a man and made for a woman, or... I don't know, or I forgot.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
So confused now. I got soap.
Bad.
I don't know if
people.
That's good either.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so I do want to go back to a little serious note here, talking about elections. This is a hat tip to the Vigilant Fox here. This is about Elon Musk. Saying a shocking, disturbing revelation here that has been there's been a 700% surge in illegal immigration to some key swing states over the last 3 years, and he's saying that if we don't win this election as conservatives and people who value the Constitution, and if the Democrats win, he's saying it could be our last election. No, I don't know. I mean, Elon Musk is a pretty smart guy, and I want you to hear this because I think his reasoning is pretty sound. This guy's like one of the smartest, if not the smartest, if not the richest, one of the richest.
He's one of the richest. I don't know
guys
about
in the world.
The richest, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt, but I'm going to play this because, and there's a pause in there while he's thinking. That's, I'm going to leave it in there, but, it's interesting. This is, I think what he has to say has some merit.
So, but back to the original question.
Oh yeah, and he's with Tucker Carlson, by the way.
You know, but the potential consequences if, you know, having gone all in, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to have thought about this long and hard before you did it. What was your thinking?
I mean, yeah, so...
What happened?
No.
He's pausing.
He's thinking. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, my view is that if Trump doesn't win this election... it's the last election we're going to have. That the Democrats, the Dem machine, has been importing so many people, bringing in so many illegals, flying in with this like CBP border app thing that nobody even knew about, like secret program. That's illegal, basically. It's illegal, but there's no action by DOJ to actually to stop it from happening. They're transporting large numbers of illegals to swing states. If you look at the numbers, these are the numbers from the government website. So, like, from the Democrat-administered government website. Like, where do you get this data? From the government website that is run by Democrats. There are triple-digit increases in illegals to all the swing states. And in some cases, it's like 700% over the last 3 years. Now, these swing state margins are, you know, sometimes 10, 20,000 votes. So what happens if you put, you know, hundreds of thousands of people into each swing state? When somebody is granted asylum, they are fast-tracked. They can get a green card, and then 5 years after the green card, they can get citizenship and they can fully legally vote. And when they do so, they vote overwhelmingly Democrat. And sometimes they get this rebuttal of like, well, a lot of them, their social values don't align with sort of the far left sort of woke ideology. Yeah. I said that's true, but that's not their top priority. Their top priority is getting their friends and family also to the United States. And the Dems also issue all these programs, these sort of handouts, essentially, that make them beholden to the Democratic Party. So they vote Dem. That's what happens. So my prediction is, if there's another 4 years of a Dem administration, they will legalize so many illegals that are there that the next election there won't be any swing states. And we'll be a single-party country. Just like California is a single-party state, it's a supermajority Dem state in California.
Because of immigration.
Yes. California was fairly reliably Republican.
Bill Clinton lost California in 92 and won West Virginia.
Yes. So there was a 1986 amnesty.
Yes.
Thereafter, California trended very strongly Dem, and is at this point, I think, 65-70% Dem, something like that. It's supermajority Dem. The California legislature is more than two-thirds Democrat.
Has it improved the state?
No. It's not. California just passed, which is shocking, it's hard to believe this is even real, but California just passed a law making it illegal to require voter ID in any election at all in California. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Newsom signed it into law last week.
It's illegal to require an ID.
In any election, even a town council. And a friend of mine who lives in Palo Alto was like, is this actually real? And he went to like vote in like some city council election. He tried to show them his ID, and they said, we're not even allowed to look at your ID.
Mm-hmm. Have they extended the same...
Actually, what's going on right now. But by the way, they're proud of it. They're not hiding it.
But it's only voting. It's not buying a gun or buying liquor or buying a pack of cigarettes or flying on an airplane or renting a hotel room. It's only voting that it's illegal.
Oh, if you try to buy a gun, I mean, they're going to ID you 6 days for Sunday. Yeah. California's trying to make it basically illegal to own a gun.
Yeah, no, that's not true. They're not doing replacement theory. They're not trying to take over by having a bunch of illegals come in and get handouts and so that, and then voter ID, that's because we got to prevent fraud.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can clearly see too that they keep saying, oh, this isn't happening. This isn't going on. And they've been saying it this entire time until
they never lie.
Undeniable.
They never lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and remember, until we actually had investigative reporting that started taking place down on the border with Project Veritas, there was no buses. There was nobody that was coming into the country illegally. There was nothing like that that was going on. You're a conspiracy theorist. And how quickly they want to tell us all of the things that we've been seeing with our own lying eyes have been true. And then, oh, okay, yeah, it's happening, but it's not what it is.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
that's why I have a headline. Look inside luxury apartments that are free for migrants in the county that received FEMA funds.
Well, yeah, and mind you, once again, we still have an ongoing massive issue over in North Carolina right now that the news media doesn't seem to be covering. They don't want to actually go over there and show the stuff. They don't want to talk about how Mercury One, Glenn Beck's area, and people that are mainly of people that were special forces were on the ground 5 days prior to FEMA showing up with a satellite dish and hiding behind a building to sign people up to, in the future, get $750 of aid, which, mind you, there's no freaking stores. Where are they going to spend $750?
Well, not just that. I just watched a video of that the government has taken over all the motels and any apartments or houses that are vacant so that the people have no place to go to. They don't have a place to take a shower. They have no place to go because the government and FEMA have taken it over, and all the government employees are in whatever is available.
Well, and mind you, the reason why I'm so pissed off on this and why even last week I didn't get a chance to really vent at all on it is you literally had FEMA show up in nothing but a satellite truck. They ended up saying that they were going to take out advertisements for TV and to send out messages to cell phones. There's no TVs, there's no cell phones, there's nothing so that they can find out where they're at while they're hiding behind this building. But they have the audacity to go tell the special forces guys with Mercury One that are handing out food and basic necessities and supplies. They said, do you have the proper permits to do this? And they said, we don't need permits to do this. It's, yeah, you do. Stop. Guess what the special forces guy said?
We don't need no stinking badges.
Exactly.
Yep.
Get the hell out of here. We've already been here for 5 days, and you're showing up 5 days after the fact that people are freaking dying and trying to get help, and you're not even prepared to do anything, and you're asking us about permits. It's the same thing. They're trying to tell everybody with helicopters to ground their helicopters and ground their drones when they're the only people that are doing anything.
And then on top of that, did you see where FEMA went in and confiscated the funds from American Red Cross and stuff because they were helping the people, and they went in and took their funds? So if you're giving to the Red Cross and stuff, I would think about it twice because FEMA went in and took it over.
Well, it's because they're a bunch of white supremacists over
there. And they brought in electric chainsaws. Excuse me? Just saying.
What's wrong with electric chainsaws?
Yeah. What's wrong here at all? You know, I mean, come on. You can't make this stuff
up. What, you got to have power to plug them in or something?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, really? You guys are, yeah, you really give a, yeah.
Hey, I brought my electric chainsaw. Where's the outlet?
That's what I'm going to use for my $750.
Yeah. Don't have to worry about getting to the gas station, do ya?
It looks really pretty.
Men who vote for Harris.
That's right. Yeah. It looks really pretty mounted on my roof.
My 4-inch electric chainsaw. Give me a second. I need some power to get it going.
Because you're a man.
A woman. No, wait a minute. Hold on.
I mean, wow. That's intelligence at its finest.
There you go.
You know? But I want to go back to the funds that that FEMA gave away to this county, and it's actually in Brunswick, Maine.
Oh. Well, they gave away everything to everybody in the world except the people that were supposed to be the ones that were recipients of it that actually pay taxes in America. Well, we'll give it to Ukraine. We'll give it to Israel. We'll give it to Lebanon. We'll give it to anybody and everybody except the people, because they're not really people.
Yeah. To the tune of $5.4 million, it's housing new. They get new apartments, and they don't have to pay rent for, what is it, 2 years? It's for 60 migrant families.
Look what they're doing in California. California's passed that law. I'm not sure if it passed. It says that they're going to give you $150,000 to buy a house, and as long as you live there,
you don't have to
make the payments.
Unless you sell it. Well, who in their right mind is going to sell it?
That's not buying votes, is it?
Nah.
That's not making you beholden to, I don't know, Newsom. You know, Governor Gruesome, the freaking greasy Gruesome.
Nancy Pelosi nephew, huh?
you sound like
Schwab. He needs to be introduced to Carburetor Man.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Right. And with that, I guess we're at the top of the hour, so we will pick this up on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. Former President Trump hit the campaign trail in a deep blue state yesterday.
Former President Trump held a rally in Coachella, California on Saturday. In his speech, Mr. Trump outlined why he believes Democratic nominee Kamala Harris has failed her home state. Mr. Trump brought up the Golden State's recent struggles with homelessness, water shortages, and the lack of affordability. The former president told supporters, quote, "We're not going to let Kamala Harris do to America what she did to California," unquote.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The U.S. is going to send a terminal high-altitude area defense battery and troops to Israel. That's the word from the Pentagon today, even as Iran warns this country to keep American military forces out of Israel. Major General Pat Ryder, a Pentagon spokesman, says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin authorized the deployment of the THAAD battery at the direction of President Biden.
Good day and welcome.
Norway is introducing temporary border checks after raising the country's terror threat level.
The announcement by the Norwegian Police Security Service said that it was increasing Norway's threat level from moderate to high. This is the second highest level on a five-tier scale. The Norwegian Security Agency pointed to an increased threat to Jewish and Israeli targets in particular. Norway isn't a member of the European Union, but they're part of the European ID check free travel zone known as the Schengen area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
SpaceX has launched its enormous Starship rocket on its boldest test flight yet and then caught it later this morning with a mechanical pair of arms back on the landing pad. Success in the fifth attempt at grabbing the returning booster on the Texas landing pad and moving forward with the program. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sweet Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Ukraine's human rights ombudsman has urged international organizations to respond to a claim that several Ukrainian prisoners of war were executed in Russia's Kursk region, where Kiev has launched an incursion in August. Dmytro Lubinets tells the Telegram that he sent letters to the UN and the International Committee of the Red Cross regarding the claim. Deep State, the Ukrainian battlefield analyst site, says that Russian troops shot and killed 9 Ukrainian drone operators and contractors this month after they had surrendered. Egyptian authorities say a locomotive crashed into the tail of a Cairo-bound passenger train in southern Egypt today, killing at least one person and injuring 21. The collision occurred in the province of Minya, about 170 miles south of Cairo, according to the railroad authorities. The two railway carriages have also fallen into an adjacent water course, caused the crash under investigation. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Rod Taylor explains what's behind the latest display of the Northern Lights.
The latest solar storm has triggered northern lights farther south than normal, including in the parts of Germany, the United Kingdom, New England, and New York City. There were no immediate reports of disruptions to power and communications from Thursday's storm. The reason is because the sun is near the peak of its current 11-year cycle, sparking all the recent solar activity. In May, Earth got slammed by severe solar storms, the strongest in more than two decades. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 13th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including gospel singer Shirley Caesar, who is 86 years old. Singer Paul Simon is turning 83, while Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is 82 today. Maybe his team will get him a victory. NBA coach Doc Rivers, he's got 63 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds, if you don't know that tune, you haven't watched The Bridge on the River Kwai yet.
You're not American.
Yeah, you should watch that. If you haven't watched that, watch The Bridge on the River Kwai sometime.
I haven't watched that for a long time.
Yeah, so that's a great song.
It is.
A great movie, actually. Alec Guinness, the guy was who was Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars.
Okay.
Just saying.
And I guess we'll go to a caller before we do Town Hall.
Luke, use the force, Luke.
And with that, we have Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Linda. It's a little history here. On November 10th, 1775, the first branch of service in the United States was formed, the United States Marine Corps. Now I am a Navy veteran, but I'm helping the Shasta Marines on November 10th, which is a Sunday, they're having their annual ball. And as in the past, they're raffling off three handguns.
And you have tickets.
And one of the members of the Shasta Marines bought all the tickets on the Ruger 38 revolver. I don't know his motivation, but anyway, what's remaining? Anyway, there's a Glock 17 9mm and a Glock 19 9mm. And the difference is the Glock 19 is a reduced size. It's made specifically to make it easier for concealed carry with a Glock 70. Anyway, I have tickets for that. They're printing 150 tickets on each one, and they're selling 125 in advance and 25 at the door of the event on November 10th at the Wind River. And if you wish to go to that, you can go online to Eventbrite and get tickets, or you could scan it. There's a thing you could scan. But anyway, I have tickets. They're $10 is all. And if you wish to buy some, you can call me at home right here. Get a pencil, people. 530-246-9131. Tickets are only $10. And you can come by. I live at the Big Red Barn with my wife, Frances, and we're at a big time every year at Christmas, and we also do Halloween, in case you don't know. So bring your kids by on Halloween. We have a spooky room in the barn, and we're lit up, not like Christmas, but more than most people do. But anyway, my number again, if you want to buy tickets on a Glock 17, 9mm, or a Glock 19, 9mm, is 530-246-9131. And the tickets are only $10. And good luck to anybody who buys them.
That's all right. Well, thank you, Dick.
I'll have tickets at our reading on Lulu's on the 22nd, which is the fourth
Tuesday.
Tuesday every month. I'll have tickets there, anybody who wants to attend that meeting also. So, anyway, If you belong to that group, I'll see you on the 22nd. All right, give me a call. and I dropped by the Red Barn. I expect to be home most of the day, but best to call first. Again, 530-246-9131. And thanks for letting me on for a few minutes.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for everything you do. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay,
might have to be careful when you say I have a spooky room at my house.
I didn't catch that.
I said you might want to be careful when you tell people you've got a spooky room at your house.
Whatever you do, don't visit the barn.
Yeah, in the barn. Just saying.
Went progressively downhill.
There you go. All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and play with the town hall. Let's play the town hall.
All right.
Let's go ahead and play with the town hall. Let's play the town hall.
There you go. You're playing the Rumble as well.
So you're going to have to sign off a Rumble.
How'd that happen?
No, you just click pause on it.
Oh, pause?
How about if I just...
See, so that's about the delay. Here's a really good way to be able to know as well. If you're just tuning in, we're also streaming live over on rumble.com/fires, F-I-R-E-S. You'll be able to see the chat room and all the fun stuff over there, so check us out.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have to move everybody over to the Rumble chat room. We do have Sovereign Minds on Rumble, but you have to go to rumble.com/fire to get to
Fires.
F-I-R-E-S.
All right. What's the name of that site?
Fireside News. Fireside Space News. And it's the verified account. You'll see the green check mark next to it.
Yeah, so that way we can control it. We're just getting tired of foul people taking over the chat room. It's just ridiculous. Here's the town hall.
Good day, and welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, and I'm here with the latest local update. A 31-year-old man was arrested in Reading for allegedly stabbing 4 people at a treatment center, resulting in 1 woman's death. The suspect, Christopher Jordan Witcher, had been staying at the Market Street Manor Motel as part of a residential treatment program. Witcher, who had recently moved from Colorado after serving time for a previous stabbing incident, allegedly attacked 2 residents and 2 staff members during a morning meeting. 3 victims required hospitalization, with 2 undergoing emergency surgery. Local schools were temporarily locked down during the search for the suspect. This incident occurred 4 days after another violent attack in Reading. Police plan to seek murder and attempted murder charges against Witcher. As the community processes this tragedy, another issue has drawn attention. The Shasta County Voter Information Guide for the 2024 presidential general election sparked confusion among some voters due to the absence of Donald Trump's name from the political party endorsement section. Despite Trump's popularity in the county, the California Republican Party did not submit an endorsement of him by the required deadline. The county elections office clarified that they don't solicit endorsements nor provide reminders about submission deadlines. The guide does include Trump's name in the party-nominated officers category. Local GOP members who were contacted for comment largely declined to respond publicly. The situation highlights the importance of understanding electoral processes and the potential impact of every vote, as exemplified by recent close races in Shasta County, including city council and supervisor elections decided by narrow margins. Your vote matters. Vote now. In a related development concerning local governance, the Anderson City Council unanimously declared Anderson a right-to-know city, opposing California's Safety Act, AB 1955, which takes effect in 2025. The act prohibits forced disclosure of students' LGBTQ+ identities without consent. The council's resolution argues that AB 1955 infringes on parents' constitutional rights and control over their children's education, citing legal precedents. Supporters of the resolution believe parents should be informed about their children's matters, while opponents worry about the safety and well-being of LGBTQ+ youth. The California Department of Education supports AB 1955, citing research on the negative impacts of recent politics on LGBTQ+ youth. The debate highlights tensions between parental rights, student privacy, and the role of government in education. Turning to county-level decisions, Shasta County voters face 2 ballot measures in November, Measure P and Measure Q. Measure Q proposes changes changes to filling vacancies in elected department head positions. Currently, supervisors can only appoint replacements until the next election. The measure would allow supervisors to call special elections or include vacancies in upcoming ballots, potentially giving voters more say. Supporters argue it provides flexibility, while opponents worry about costs and disruptions. Measure P aims to limit the county's use of eminent domain, requiring property owner consent before transferring private property to another private entity. Proponents claim it protects property rights, while critics argue existing law sufficiently regulate eminent domain. If approved, both measures would take effect in 2025, altering the county's charter. Voters must weigh the potential benefits and drawbacks of these proposed changes. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Join the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
All right, very good. I do have a clip to play here. And actually, I got a couple of them, but let's play this one first. This is from Mike Maloney, and this is talking about our current economic situation. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know. That was
sound like a beaver or something.
Good times.
That was really freaky.
Stay there.
Reminded me of my experience back in Nam.
Shave.
Wow.
Can't even do it again. Never mind. Oh, crap. All right, here we go. This is Mike Maloney, and we're going to see something economically here.
The Fed can't raise rates much further without bankrupting the U.S. government because of the soaring interest expenses on the skyrocketing federal debt. QE is likely to return and be bigger than ever. And I wrote that when I did my 2015 update of my first book, Guide to Investing in Gold and Silver, that with each consecutive QE, it's a percentage of the currency supply. So it has to grow at these enormous percentages. So yes, this could be the latest rate hike cycle before QE to infinity, which would presage the dollar's collapse, or as Ludwig von Mises, the godfather of free market Austrian economics, put it, the final and total catastrophe of the currency system involved. Unfortunately, most people have no idea how bad things can get when a currency collapses, let alone how to prepare. The Fed.
So yeah. I wanted to play that because, and for those people out there that don't know what QE is, that's quantitative easing, which is, you know, double speak, Fed speak for money printing, which is Fed speak for counterfeiting.
Making you poorer.
So when I print money, it's illegal, but when they do it, it's quantitative easing.
Yeah,
got
don't you get it?
That's exactly
right. I'm glad you finally got that.
Damn it.
You're catching
on. I know.
But the problem, what he's saying is that we're in a cycle that if they just continue to do this, inflation is going to be out of control to the point where $50, $100 for a loaf of bread, $1,000 for a loaf of bread. At what point in time does, in when this occurs and the currency does collapse, are people starving to death? Shuts down supply chain issues. There's all kinds of things that go on.
You mean kind of like some of the things we're starting to see right now,
and it's not even that bad yet. But it's going to get a lot worse because the counterfeit in chief, I should say, the brain dead commander in chief, and his vice president, who was virtually in on every decision. And
but she'll change it.
Nothing.
She'll change it her first day.
No.
Well, and it's disturbing to me when you look back and you see a lot of the history of any time we have a depression or a recession, the only way that we've been able to dig ourselves out is by going to a war.
Yeah.
And that's been basically
I don't know if that's the way I don't think that's really true. I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with you. They start a war, and it's not to dig us out. It's to feed the industrial military complex. All you have to do is do what the guy down there in what is Venezuela, Argentina, Malay.
Yeah, it's not Venezuela.
Brazil. I always get it wrong. Argentina.
Argentina, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. Why do I always get it wrong?
Google
and
it,
I know it.
Google
but anyway, Malay down there. Yeah, he's got it all together. I'll tell you.
What did he do? He started firing everybody in
El Salvador.
Salvador. Is it El Salvador?
I believe it's El Salvador.
So he started firing everybody in sight in the government because they're...
Argentina. Newly sworn in president, Javier Milei.
Okay.
So what did he do? He started firing all the government agencies in sight. We have so much bloated government that is taking up so much of our energy, our effort, and our money. And you've got a Federal Reserve that's charging us interest on our own money. If you just stop it, you're going to have some problems, but it's a lot faster to restart that than to continue down this road to a complete collapse. So the question becomes, would you rather have an idiot running the country or a businessman who actually understands some of this stuff and how to maybe fix it?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that interview with Trump and the, he was like a F-15 pilot or something. He had lost his job in the military during COVID, all that. And he called in to Trump and was talking to him. And I forget all the particulars on it, but Trump goes, okay, no problem. I appoint you in charge of it when I become president. Right. You know how to handle it. You know what needs to be done. It was like, wow.
Well, and he also said, I think, I don't know if it was that interview, but I heard that he said in one of these interviews, that his biggest mistake was that he bought into accepting appointments from advisors that were in the deep state. And so his personnel that he appointed were not on his team. They were. So that's why you're seeing, you know, Elon Musk starting to get appointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's starting to pick people in industry or people that he knows that should be on the right side of things. And he's not afraid to fire anybody anyway.
Right. And that makes sense because, you know, we've talked about it many times with him. I don't think he realized at first how deep it was when he first got in there.
He's got one shot to be able to make this work, and that's my biggest concern right now, is because the first time around, he appointed the people that were around him that were all bad people. You end up looking at the people that were there. I mean, you look at the director of the CIA that ended up getting placed in. He's the one that placed them in, and yet they're the ones that ended up colluding with Europe and the Steele dossier coming up with that.
I think you're going to see the biggest "you're fired" in the history of any government, at least I hope.
It needs to be, but by the same token, let's not forget what happened to JFK, and we all know it's not even a secret anymore. Everyone knows.
We'll never be out of the woods on that.
We're not out of the woods. All right, so I want to play this. This kind of feathers into what we're talking about right now. This is J.P. Sears. Awaken with JP, and he's with the news and the latest, and you know,
he's always up on everything.
He's always up on everything. Here we go.
Yep.
That's a Black Hawk helicopter destroying a supply zone in North Carolina. So federal rescue efforts continue to go well. Good evening, and welcome to We Lie to You News. Our top stories tonight. Hurricanes, more hurricanes. Kamala doesn't know how to work a shovel. Kamala does know how to work a sex podcast, and more. But starting with Trump. According to us, Trump took a break from his daily insurrections to return to Butler, Pennsylvania, where he was shot just 3 months ago. He began his rally by picking up right where he left off when he got shot.
As I was saying...
We probably shouldn't cover that. Meanwhile, Kamala appeared on a sex podcast.
I have made a guy under a minute.
Yep, that's the one. And she made the selfless sacrifice of taping it while North Carolina was being devastated by Hurricane Helene. Roll the footage, Jim.
Your show is really about your listeners. And I think especially now, this is a moment in the country and in life where people really want to know they're seen and heard and that they're part of a community.
Everything's gone.
The backdrop to that, if you can't see the video, is complete devastation, flooding, town wiped out. And she's so out of touch, it's unreal. So, you have to see the shovel. Watch the video. But.
And also on this, now, remind you, nobody from the Biden administration ended up going and visiting North Carolina. But because of that, now they're planning a visit to Florida is the way it looks like. So the place that didn't get hit quite as bad, they're going to go visit there. but they're not visiting North Carolina where they've got all the issues.
Are they
that are
actually
going
to go, or are they flying over or sending a drone or something, knowing her?
I haven't been to Europe either.
Yeah.
It's a small town.
So they're supposed to be visiting Florida today sometime. But mind you, that's the only visit they've done.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
And so I'm really glad to be with you.
The Biden administration has stated they have no more aid to give North Carolina residents who are still suffering from a biblical-level catastrophe. But Kamala tweeted this on October 5th. $157 million in aid to Lebanon to provide aid for essential needs like food, shelter, water, protection, and sanitation. Madam Vice President, is there anyone or anything involving U.S. citizens that you think could use that very form of aid right now?
There is not a thing that comes to mind.
Didn't think it would. And another candidate who posed for a picture with a black lady and falsely claimed in her book that it was her grandmother is set to go on the Howard Stern show, where Howard Stern is scheduled to lose even more votes for her. Jim, who do you think is more of a woman, Howard or Kamala? I'll take Howard Stern for 500, Alex. As Hurricane Milton ravages Florida, FEMA is expected to perform better because there aren't rich supplies of lithium and quartz crystal in the ground there. If Governor DeSantis pushed back at Kamala trying to get involved with Hurricane Milton for seemingly political reasons, here's Big Ron pushing back.
And so for Kamala Harris to try to say that my sole focus on the people of Florida is somehow selfish is delusional. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under this administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts.
Sounds like the Big D really values Kamala's help that she's only willing to offer in the weeks leading up to an election.
I've had storms under both President Trump and President Biden, and I've worked well with both of them. She's the first one who's trying to politicize the storm, and she's doing that just because of her campaign. She's trying to get some type of an edge. She knows she's doing poorly, and so she's playing these political games. I don't have time for political games. I've got people whose lives are on the line.
Well, he sounds pretty racist to me, but what we want to know is, why is Governor DeSantis worried about people's lives when there's a sex podcast he could be going on? The official report is that Governor DeSantis is selfish. We kill a lot of trees for this show, ladies and gentlemen. But luckily, Kama took a break from not knowing how to do anything to not know how to use a shovel. Take a look.
Yeah, she. You have to watch the video. She doesn't know how to use the shovel.
And in an effort to stop herself from plummeting in the polls further, Kamala sat down with our senior controlled opposition correspondent to explain why she thinks it is that a quarter of voters don't know what she's about.
So the taglines down below, just for the people who can't see the video, is, well, this, while DeSantis is speaking, it says, he's a racist. And while Kamala is speaking, it says she's definitely not an idiot.
They don't know you. They don't know what makes you tick. And why do you think that is? What's the disconnect?
It's an election, Bill. And I take it seriously that I have to earn everyone's vote. This is an election for president of the United States. No one should be able to take for granted that they can just declare themselves a candidate and automatically receive support. You have to earn it. And that's what I intend to do.
She handles words the same way she handles a shovel. Now let's see what happens when she's mildly pressed about the border.
Your administration, as a matter of fact, arrivals quadrupled from the last year of President Trump. Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
It's a long-standing problem. And solutions are at hand. And from day one, literally, we have been offering solutions.
When you think about it, one solution to a fire is to pour gas on it and court order the fire department to abandon the scene anytime they arrive.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem. Okay?
Quadrupling the size.
You know, I'm reminded of the video from Jack Nicholson where he's like, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Because does she ever answer a question? Are you not tired?
Just word salad.
Are you not tired of asking a politician a question and they don't ever answer the question that you ask and go on with their prearranged diatribe about whatever there happened to be rolling around in the little brain pan?
And she can't even get that right because 60 Minutes they had to chop it up and do over again because she couldn't even get the word salad correct.
There was no teleprompter. There was no information. I was not provided any information beforehand, except there was.
I would like to be unburdened by the burden of listening to the idiot burdening me with a word salad.
I would like to be unburdened by the burden of Biden and Harris.
I just want a simple yes or no to most of the questions you ask.
Just answer it. I don't even care if it has to be yes or no. Just answer the frickin' question.
No.
What was these last 4 years and what will be?
Kamala. And Kamala is definitely not an idiot. Hold on. Here we go.
Of a problem that you're trying to fix certainly doesn't sound like the promoting of a problem. It just sounds like making the problem worse the more you try to fix it, which almost makes it sound like you're either terrible at what you do or you're a liar. But maybe both. Let's see how good she is with a shovel one more time for the people.
Now we got a fact check. Now the line is fact check. Kamala is honest.
Pulling back. Roll the footage, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Could someone please take that shovel from her so she doesn't have to put it down herself?
Someone does.
Thank you. She comes from a middle-class family, for God's sakes. Now, if you don't know how to operate a shovel, then you certainly know how to operate a country. These are the facts. That's it for today's news. Hurricane victims can have all their worries washed away, along with their homes, knowing Kamala is sending hundreds of millions of dollars to foreign countries. And Trump might get up and pick up where he left off after getting shot, but at least Kamala can drop like a fly when a question is thrown her way. She has a great mind.
There is not a thing that comes to mind.
Brilliant mind, actually. Good night.
And with that, we'll take a break. And we will continue on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Laux Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at LauxLandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220 for all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Cyber Mind Radio. We're having a lot of technical stuff going on here because we are the Techno Wizzos.
All right.
Is that your new tagline? Right on.
Yeah, I'm a whiz.
Right on.
So did you know that he actually, right. when he made that, that wasn't even in the script. He was just trying to think of something cool to say.
Who? I know it's Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Just kidding.
Right on.
I think that's from that old drug movie. I can't think of it. Where they're all
I can think of is Breaking Bad.
They're all in high school. It's a really
Dazed and Confused.
Thank you very much.
That was never supposed to be in the script, and so he's there, and he's seeing these gals that are getting in, and he wants to be cool. And so he's trying to think of something that would be cool. And so since then, that's always been his tagline, and I like it.
The fact that I can't remember the name of the movie Dazed and Confused should tell you something immediately.
Yeah, so with that, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the private chat room, Dave.
Yay.
And
yep. Yeah, yep. Isn't it cool?
All right.
It's like a ideal
a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it is. Totally works.
Can actually breathe the air.
I know, because it took so much. It was a distraction. Let's just call it that. So I'm calling in about some local stuff, and then I might just wrap up real fast at the end with what you were just talking about before the break. This coming Saturday, October 19th, at the Reading Library Community Room, Dane will have a free screening of The Dimming. It's approximately 2 hours. The reason we're doing it, and it was done about a year and a half ago, is that we absolutely must start networking face-to-face and start to regroup with either our familiar people back in the days, and now that you insert the COVID and the bioweapon eugenics jab, it's time we start looking at how many people do we have that we know and we can kind of connect and that kind of thing. So it'll be the doors open at 1:30. We plan to screen it at 2, and Dane should be available by Skype for questions afterward. He is so busy. He has had a record amount of interviews. He was expecting to have one with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week, and then we all know that his mother passed away, Ethel, from, I believe it was a stroke a couple weeks ago. And anyway, so he's been bombarded, and he can't really be in person all that much. So that's happening at the Community Room Library this Saturday. I'd like to point out, keeping it local, Supervisor Rickert was interviewed this past Wednesday on Free Fire, Wednesday, I think it was the 7 to 8 o'clock segment with Carl Bott. No questions were taken, and I want to point out that she specifically said she does not see the point and purpose, because she was covering the issue of financial waste and whatnot, of the Election Commission meetings. Yet she appoints one person and it failed. Then she finally appoints Brad Garbutt. And so it's like, why are you appointing people if you think this is a complete waste? It's not helping the ROV office or whatever. It's like That just sounds rather hypocritical to me. It's like, well, then don't appoint anyone. Why are you appointing people that are only going to ruffle, disturb, and whatnot? So I just want to point that out. If you want to hear it, it says, I've got the minute markers, where she clearly says at the 35-minute and 40-second marker, Election Commission, there's a $55,000 budget. I think it's well worth the money to start exposing all this complete insanity. There's so many problems, and thank you, Dr. Laura Hobbs, for pointing out the time clock issue. So I want to point out one other thing that was misinformation on another radio show, that the last Board of Supervisors meeting was canceled. I believe that was October 8th. And it was meant to be a place so rather than people feel frustrated, ignored, minimized, and all the rest, that Chair Cry said, I will be on the steps at 9:30 and then possibly Chris Kelstrom at 10:30. So they're being separate. They're not showing up. There's certainly not a quorum of three. So I just want to point out that I was there with my fellow videographer, Robert, and no one was there except at the very last minute, one of these females from the back row that yells, interrupts, is rude, intrusive, showed up and wanted to make a scene, pull off the theatrics and start yelling and flipping off, just tripping off is what I'm trying to say, but not a freak off. Anyway, I just want to point that out, that was there as a goodwill effort and to minimize the waste of employees on the clock for a board meeting with a very little agenda. So just want to make that clear, because there's people out there that still don't have a clue, and especially if they don't show up and they're not there, like I was. So just making that clarification. The thing I want to get back to in closing is about the whole Trump and being kind of hoodwinked by people saying, oh, trust this person. Donald Trump is a businessman. He's starting to become, after 4 years and all the rest, a politician, but he's not an attorney. He's not a medical doctor or a scientist, and he has to absolutely, if he gets in, do better at appointing these different individuals. And if JFK Jr., if they haven't, I don't know what they're going to try to do to him, but he's an attorney. He'd be better as an AG, attorney general, like his father was, and let you know, these other medical doctors, Dr. Fleming, he's a PhD, an MD, and an attorney, put him in the CDC or the HHS. So anyway, that's just what I wanted to share, is that there's a lot of moving parts, and I hope Donald Trump is a whole lot wiser, that you just can't trust people that say, I love this country, and Donald Trump says, I love this country too, but they love it in very different ways. You love this country because, what, you can rape and pillage and make a ton of money off it while you you genocide?
It's kind of like our local Board of Supervisors. When one says I'm a conservative, and then the other one says I'm a conservative, but they're constantly on different sides of everything, it makes you wonder who the conservative is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the
maybe not the one that all the Democrats are supporting.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? They're not even Democrats. They're like Marxists.
I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
No, and out of all respect, I really absolutely need to see our new Dr. Moo, James Moo, of public health. This has been a year. He was nominated a year ago. I would like to see pronto, before the next whatever virus and pathogen. And I mean, they've got the patents to drop these kind of things: anthrax, Ebola, Marlboro, monkeypox, all of it. Good grief! And they were. I'll put a link in the chat room, but you can go look on YouTube. Trump about to change everything and why. And this is with the host Stephen Gardner and Dr. Fleming, the one I said that has the PhD, MD, JD. 46 minutes and 17 seconds, well worth the explanation of how bad Fauci was, and Barrick, Ralph Barrick, and Daszak. These people need to be in jail at best for life eternal. That's ridiculous. So I'm going to go, I'll find it, I'll put it in the chat room. And if anyone knows what's going on with the allegations with this psychiatrist over there at the Legacy Center, once again, why is this in the news? What's going on? I know they're either merged or they're about to with One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm.
This is a local doctor. Allegations is Dr. Michelle. I'll just leave it at that. I won't say her last name, but you guys can go look it up. Somebody named NorCal speaks about some maliciousness, harm done. It's like, Seriously, we need a team of so many people to try to track all the stuff just locally.
Yeah,
I agree with
one
that.
One thing at a time. Let's win this election and go from there.
Mm-hmm. I'm with it. Okay, meanwhile, what's her name? Kamala cracks open a Miller with a Steve Colbert.
Oh, yeah.
So we got another Kamala clip here. Okay. So we're going to let you go.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Very good.
Yeah.
So let me get this thing keyed up here. I got too many windows open.
Yeah, the computers don't like to run too well when you get too many open.
All right. So here's our Kamala clip. This is entitled Deep Thoughts with Kamala Harris.
Love the music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I Deep urge thoughts. All the Daddy Gang, don't hear no. Just don't hear it. We are diverse people, geographically, regionally, in terms of where we are in our backgrounds. Have you no empathy, man?
Yeah, I'm on.
It feels immodest to me to talk about myself, which apparently I'm doing right now. I call myself a joyful warrior.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Don't let anyone take your power from you. I have a Glock. and I've had it for quite some time.
It's right next to my shovel.
There you go.
Wow.
Wisconsin will help decide the future of our country, and that is what Wisconsin does. I chose and asked him all because just my gut told me that he will be what I think we want in our country.
Whoa.
Very clear that I wear, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. But I've not been perfect, and I'm a knucklehead at times.
That's being nice.
My wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar's not always correct. I speak passionately.
When I lie.
Wow.
I'm just saying, when I lie, I'm passionate. Wow. As far as, yeah.
I love your passion.
I love it.
Wow.
So I kind of wanted to address something. So last week, Marjorie Taylor Greene ended up getting in some hot water for a statement that she ended up saying. She said,
you're talking about controlling the weather?
Yes. So she quoted out, yes, they can control the weather. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done. Now, interestingly enough, they ended up going through and trashing her and everything else. And what's interesting about it is I just want to go through the facts and data. And this is from the Wright Report. And I actually am a paid subscriber to him so I can get these transcripts and be able to fact check and see these backsides of it. So this is directly from him. So let's unpack what we knew, separating science from conspiracies, with the reporting from Wired Magazine, Semaphore, and the Washington Post. And we start with something you might not know. Back in 1891, the U.S. government funded a study in Midland, Texas, to figure out if some Civil War veterans were right. They said after battles, they'd always seem to rain more. And maybe they thought the acoustic explosions caused air currents and atmosphere to respond with more rain. And so, in 1891, the U.S. government funded a study to see if it was true. They brought scientists and Civil War veterans to Midland, Texas, along with tons of sulfuric acid, cast iron, and manganese oxide. They blasted the sky, and about 12 hours later, it rained. Now, whether or not they got credit, we don't have proof. That kicked off a national and global race to create weather. About 40 years later, the Germans started tinkering with the idea, but it wasn't until after the Second World War that scientists at General Electric hit pay dirt. They dropped dry ice pellets from airplanes over Mount Greylock in Massachusetts, and that created a 3-mile-long streak of ice and snow. That was the start of cloud seeding. Within weeks, however, it came to an end, sort of. February of 1947, they were told to stop their experiments by the U.S. military. Instead, they were directed to work on a classified program doing the same thing, called Project Cirrus. Between February and fall of 47, the scientists conducted about 250 cloud seeding experiments, culminating on October 13th of 1947. That's when Hurricane King was blowing through Miami and was heading out to sea. The military scientist dropped 80 pounds of dry ice in the eye of the hurricane, hoping to study the effects. The trajectory at the time was that Hurricane King would blow out into the Atlantic Ocean, but then the hurricane did something unexpected. It turned 130 degrees to the west and went back into the United States, smashing into Georgia and causing a disaster. Scientists didn't believe the 80 pounds of dry ice was to blame, but the public was not convinced at the time. That's why Project Cyrus was shut down, and a new one started up. Project Storm Fury and Project Skywater, and in each case, the same goal, to manipulate and weaken hurricanes and weather through cloud seeding. For decades, it was tried by civilians and the military alike, including in Vietnam. It was called Operation Popeye to flood the ground, trying to slow Viet Cong. It was unclear if it worked. So you also had a few others at this time during a period of time, to where one particular instance that he doesn't end up talking about there that I found very compelling. Snow, as we know, does not fall in a zigzag pattern. And so what they did in one of these experiments is they dropped dry ice in a zigzag pattern, and lo and behold, in a zigzag pattern, it snowed. So take that for what you will.
Well, I got a couple. I've been kind of agnostic on this and waiting for more information. But I do see some things that could, you know, I'm just going to report some of this stuff. We do know that Bill Gates is holding a hurricane modification patent. And the master of geoengineering holds a hurricane patent that can tame hurricanes and strengthen them and steer them. I don't know. I do have a clip from a news program on Bloomberg. Let's see what they have to say about that.
When you hear the name Bill Gates, you probably think Microsoft founder. But now the billionaire may be known as the hurricane tamer. Gates is listed as one of 13 inventors on a patent filed for hurricane prevention methods. Hurricanes gain strength from condensation driven by warm surface water, which leads to greater wind speeds. Gates and his team plan to use a fleet of ships to cool warm surface water by mixing it with colder water from greater depths. They hope this will sap energy from growing storms, leading to weaker, less devastating hurricanes. The patent, which isn't expected to be approved for another 18 months, was submitted by Seareed LLC, a sub-entity of an intellectual ventures and an invention acquisition and development firm.
So there's some stuff here. I'm not sure if they can control anything or not. Would you be shocked if you found out that they can? I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't know. There's several instances that, you know, show up.
There's a bunch of new stuff coming on. We'll do a little more homework on this. I've got a video to watch and some other things. And we just want to get the truth out there. We're kind of busy, tax season, elections coming up. But I think there's more to come out.
Yeah, there's one to check out. I believe it's called HARP that they did in Alaska.
Right.
It was like a heater on the ionosphere or something up there.
Well, and there's an array that's right on the Russian border, which a lot of people don't know. Russia is really, really, really close to the United States. People don't really know that. But like Alaska, Russia, they're really, really, really close. So anyway, there's an array over there.
Yeah, they're really close.
That people speculate that they're using frequencies to try to agitate and make people more susceptible to becoming angry and being an issue to the public.
Didn't somebody famous say they could see Russia from their window?
Right. So here's another big reminder too. So once again, we're going to be, and we've been streaming on Rumble each week. So at rumble.com/fires, Fireside News is the program that I run over there. And you can catch us over there. But I want to mention this one more time based upon the fact that we had Adam Schiff calling for censorship of social media ahead of the election.
Oh,
and
he's a real trustworthy guy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. What's the matter?
And so the big thing on this is I actually used to have a huge following on YouTube and on Facebook and a bunch of other places. And right about the time of the election and right about the time that we had COVID and all the rest of it breaking out, I mysteriously, like everybody else that had big platforms, got banned, suspended, or otherwise removed. So expect that. Stop pretending that it's not going to happen time and time again. Get on Telegram, get on WimKim, get on Rumble, get on the places that won't sell your data, won't steal your stuff, won't make you to where you don't have a voice anymore at the time when it's the most important in history.
Or you can stay on Scroogle and Screwtube.
Yeah.
And Facebook, he admitted that that's what he was doing, but did he stop? No.
No. Well, and a lot of that is, too, is because they're actually losing the plot. Now you've got a whole bunch of people. No, nobody's on Facebook anymore. You have very few people. You've
right.
got people that are on now X. You've got people that are actually on these free speech platforms, except you have some people that are like police departments that are pulling off of X because, oh, we don't agree with the values. That was what happened two days ago.
X is really a mess at this point. I mean, it's like you want to go in there, and you better wear your armor, man.
But,
so I do want to play this clip. Okay, from this, how do you say his name? Peter Saint-Ange?
Saint-Ange.
Yeah, Ange. I'm seeing more and more of this guy. And
he's really good. He's really with it on a lot of different things. But this is a pretty good clip of Vance and this reporter, how he kind of nails her on
so
it.
So we got just a couple minutes, so we got to play it now. Here we go.
There is a housing crisis, is that not enough houses have been built.
And that we have 25 million people who shouldn't be here.
Well, I mean, this is a thing.
I think it's both.
I know you do. I don't think that many people who look into this agree with you, but about a third of the construction workforce in this country is Hispanic. Of those, a large portion are undocumented. So how do you propose to build all the housing necessary that we need in this country by removing all the people who are working in construction?
Well, I think it's a fair question because we know that back in the 1960s when we had very low levels of illegal immigration, Americans didn't buy houses, didn't build houses. But of course they did. And I'm being sarcastic, of course, in service of a point, Lulu, the assumption that because a large number of home builders now are using undocumented labor, that that's the only way to build homes. I think, again,
the country is much bigger.
Fundamental.
The need is much bigger. I mean, I'm not arguing in favor of illegal immigration. I'm asking how you would deal with the knock-on effect of your proposal to remove millions of people who work in a critical part of the economy.
Well, I think that what you would do is you would take, let's say, for example, the 7 million prime-age men who have dropped out of the labor force, and you have a smaller number of women, but still millions of women prime-age who have dropped out of the labor force. You absolutely could re-engage folks into the American labor market. This is, I think,
to work in construction?
Of course you could.
I mean, the unemployment rate is 4.1%. Most
people who unemployment rate, Lulu, this is important.
But most people who don't work can't work in the regular economy. They're in the military. They're parents. They're sick. They're old. They might not want to work in construction.
The unemployment rate does not count labor force participation dropouts. And again, this is one of the really deranged things that I think illegal immigration does to our society is it gets us in a mindset of saying we can only build houses with illegal immigrants when we have 7 million, just men, not even women, just men who have completely dropped out of the labor force. People say, well, Americans won't do those jobs. Americans won't do those jobs for below-the-table wages.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do those jobs for non-living wages. But people will do those jobs. They will just do those jobs at certain wages. Think about the perspective of an American company, okay? I want them to go searching in their own country for their own citizens. Sometimes people who may be struggling with addiction or trauma, get them reengaged in American society. We cannot have an entire American business community that is giving up on American workers and then importing millions of illegal laborers. That is what we have thanks to Kamala Harris's border policies. I think it's one of the biggest drivers of inequality. It's one of the biggest reasons why we have millions of people who've dropped out of the labor force. Why try to reengage an American citizen in a good job if you can just import somebody from Central America who's going to work under the table for poverty wages? It is a disgrace, and it has led to the evisceration of the American middle class.
Well, there you have it.
There you go.
Well, and the other big thing on it is, too, is a lot of times these people that are taking under-the-table wages, they're also end up getting benefits. They're getting their health insurance taken care of.
Yeah, they're getting everything.
Everything. And so when you actually start breaking it down and you look at the under-the-table wages that they're making, even if it's just, let's say, $14 an hour, but you don't have to pay for all the rest of the
Not
stuff,
only
you're
that,
still
you're
looking.
Getting welfare, you're getting food stamps, you're getting Medicare, you're getting housing allowance.
And in doing that, you're not keeping your money here and spending it. You're sending it wherever.
Not only that,
so that more people can come across and do the same thing.
not only are you stealing jobs, you're putting a huge burden on the people that are actually working and paying taxes above the board.
And that's why they wonder why some of us are dropping out, or people are dropping out of the workforce. Why keep working?
You're taking it from both sides.
Well, you can't keep up with anything. I mean, with the way inflation is going and with the way things are right now, I mean, I'm shocked silver isn't more, but obviously gold, I mean, you look at what's taking place with that, it's insane.
The reason that there is a housing crisis. Is it not?
Hit the button.
Well, but things are changing.
The thing is, gold's at record highs and probably going to go higher. But we're waiting for the economy. There's going to be a reckoning here, whether it's before or after the election. It's just a matter of time. So they're trying to keep this after the election. But what should happen is when the bond market spins out of control, we'll probably have a stock market crash. Everything will go down, gold, silver, everything. Gold always leads and silver always follows. So you can count on at some point this shooting through the roof, because the manipulation is going to come to an end. You could sit there and say that unemployment's only 4% for so long, but you look around you and you go, that's not so. You can say that there's no inflation, but you look around you and you go, that's not so. At some point in time, reality comes home to roost, and that's what we're looking for.
And when people lose the confidence in that, then it really starts to fall out.
The other big thing, too, that people need to understand is that strike that we just had.
They're going
to
start the music, so hurry up.
That strike isn't over. It's going to start again 5 days before the election for the ports.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Until next week.
Don't co-pair it with the government. All kind of control is racist. Have a great week. See you next week.
T1 KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.